97.7 WLW Podcast. This is Eddie and Tracy on demand on 700 WLW.
All right, back with Eddie and Tracy. Lots going on here in the big town. Let's cut right to the chase with our good friend, P.G. Sittenfeld. P.G., what's going on, buddy?
What is going on, fellas? Good to talk to you.
You tell us. So first off, let's talk about the police chief leaving.
Yeah, I mean...
Big loss. Great guy.
Yeah. He is a great guy, and I'll be honest with you. I'd come to consider Chief Craig a friend. You know, we talked a lot. We got to know each other pretty well. I do want to make this point up front. Obviously, the department is much bigger than just one person, and he brought a lot of great leadership, but... You know, a lot of what makes this a good department, what, you know, gives us sort of strong history in Cincinnati policing, is not gone. So there's other leadership that's still there. You know, the rank and file are certainly, go out and give it their all every day. So, you know, but I really tip my hat to Chief Craig. I mean, he did two things. Well, I should say three things. The one that, you know, should not just be glossed over is he made crime go down, or he helped crime go down. And what more could you want from a police chief? But he also... I feel like in terms of what we as a city are going to be looking for in our next police chief, I think he set a standard for community engagement, for building broad relationships that the next person, you know, you can't just go in there and have tunnel vision and say, you know, my only job is looking after my department. No, it's integrating the department inside the entire community. And then the second piece, you know, morale amongst the cops was high, and that matters. The chief would be the first person to say that. So in terms of the, you know, conversations that I'm part of with the city manager, with the mayor, with my colleagues about who the successor is, I want to make sure it's, one, someone who puts an emphasis on building broad relationships, on doing serious community engagement, and two, who the rank and file, who the guys beneath him actually look up to and like and keeps morale high.
You know what? I got to tell you, PG, I'm very concerned. I could see riots in the summer. I think things have really changed without Chief Craig. Who actually dropped the ball here? Was that city council? Was that my homie, Milton, my homie? Who screwed up there? Because you got to lock your talent in.
That is a very Tracy-ly worded question, but here's the truth, Trace. And you, Trace, you're is it fair to call you a family man almost?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay, so Eddie, we'll say you're a family man.
Okay, for sake of argument, go ahead.
And that's false too, but go ahead. You're going to make your point.
You're saying, hey, that was fighting words. Don't you call me a family man. No, look, the truth is, and I know you guys are both great family men, this is completely about where his roots are, where his family is. I mean, you know, he said this in interviews before, being close to his aging parents. The city, and look, Chief Craig would be the first person to tell you this. He told me this all the time. Cincinnati wrapped our arms around him. The first time we had a police chief who was coming from the outside, our first African-American police chief, we made him feel appreciated. We made him feel liked. The city did not do anything wrong here. This is plain and simple, the call of home, and it's a strong call. So, frankly, although I am personally sorry that we're losing Chief Craig because he was good at his job, at the same time, I always have admiration for somebody who makes decisions that are motivated by family. I think that's admirable.
PG, let me ask you to hang on for a second.
Yeah, sure. Traffic and weather together.
You got it on the 10s. What do we got for
Reading between East Liberty and Elsinore in the cleanup? So is Vine in front of the VA. William Howard Taft at East McMillan putting the wraps on that. The westbound lateral between Paddock and 75 got a wreck there that's keeping you slow from just before Reading Road. Northbound slow 74 to Reagan, GE to 275. Southbound Lachlan to Mitchell approaching the bridge heavy. 71 northbound though slow from the Kenwood cut to Pfeiffer. I'm Bruce Davis with traffic, sponsored by Watson's for all the fun. 700 WLW.
Fox 19 Storm Tracker weather for tonight: clear, mild, 59. For tomorrow, sun, early, partly cloudy in the afternoon. Maybe some showers and or storms late in the day. 85 the high tomorrow. It's 75 now. 700 WLW. Talking to our good friend from City Council, PG Sittenfeld. And PG, one last thing on the chief, and just to reiterate your point, the guy just said it. We at the top of the hour news there. He's talking about. I didn't know his mom and dad were still around.
Yeah.
So he's got his mom and dad up there. It's where he's from. You can't blame the guy for wanting to go back there.
How is someone gonna say no to that? One point I want to make quickly.
Easy money.
And he's going to be making more money.
Come on, it ain't about the money. It ain't about the money. Now you guys know I'm very hesitant to say anything nice about either of you. So I won't, but I do want to say something nice about one of your colleagues. I put out a tweet last night. There was a helicopter hovering over the Rhine, and clearly there was something going on. People were looking out of their windows trying to figure it out. So I put out a tweet that said, "What's with the chopper hovering over OTR?" Within seconds, Jack Crumley, the esteemed Jack Crumley, was able to say, you know, there had been some sort of incident at 13th and Vine, and, you know, he was quick on the trigger. So kudos to Jack Crumley.
Yeah, well, that's his job. He's a newsman. That's what newsmen do.
Yeah. So Trace, why don't you try being nice to Jack Crumley for once?
That's like if someone tweets you about a pothole, your job is to fix it. Let me ask you.
I run out there with my shovel.
You get out there with your shovel and bucket, and you take care of it, mister.
PG, let me ask you this. Who's going to be the next police chief? I mean, think about it. You just have to boss people around. You don't have to be very smart because you don't have to take any tests. You got to just play the role, don't you?
Only in your universe. No, I mean, look, it takes diplomacy, it takes finesse, it takes knowing when to take hard stands. You want to talk about, I mean, the range of stakeholders from citizens as a whole to, you know, putting up with city council, which is not always an easy ordeal, to, you know, having good relationships with the union leadership, the union members. No, I mean, this really is the role for someone who obviously, A, knows policing in a serious way, but B, you know, is a diplomat. It takes some finesse.
What about Humphreys? I mean, he's been on the show a couple of times. Seems like a pretty bright guy.
No, I think very well of him. I feel, you know, despite what you said about, you know, with the chief leaving, havoc is going to reign in the city of Cincinnati. That's clearly not true. You know, Captain Humphreys is going to do, or I should say Assistant Chief Humphreys, is going to do a great job as the interim chief. And, you know, as for whether or not he wants to advance his name to be the permanent chief,
he does.
I feel you as his agent or something. I feel,
well, we've talked 4%. To him enough. But you know what? And seriously, as much as we like the guy, and obviously he's well qualified, is he too much old school?
Well,
I mean,
look,
you know, I'm just asking.
I think as a testament to the fact that he's not, you know, whatever that sort of means, too old school. How much the chief, who came in as an outsider with fresh eyes, said, "This is my guy right here. You know, I want this guy to be my deputy, my number two." So, you know, I think I feel full confidence that by the time we're ready to announce a new permanent chief of police for the city of Cincinnati, we're going to be chosen from great options, including nationwide options. And, you know, it may well be a local person. It may not, but they're going to be top quality for the job.
Yeah, we need someone with an iron fist because of those riots that are going to happen in the summer.
Trace,
when the weather starts to heat up.
Are you busy? How do you think you do?
I've got four or five jobs. I'm way too busy. But let's move on to the streetcar.
I don't think the rank and file. I just can't see them looking up to you. I'll be honest.
Wow.
No, I don't know.
Wow.
You're a man of strong opinions, and I don't know. I think it takes a little more.
Well, you were saying you needed somebody to be not afraid to take a buffalo stance, and that's my boy over
here.
Thanks. Come on.
Yeah.
So anyway, streetcar. Is this thing belly up or what?
Look, this is not breaking news for me. The streetcar has a tough road ahead of it, and it's actually, people can overcomplicate it and say, you know, you just don't understand the argument for it. I think I understand it very, very well. This is a matter of you know, dollars and cents, and more matter-of-factly, it's a matter of there not being enough dollars and cents. You know, the city manager is asking council for a check of $18 million, and here's where I just, you know, my hesitation is too strong. In terms of trade-offs, you start talking about, you know, money that could be going toward sort of basic, very basic services. You talk about money that could be going toward finishing next phases of Smale Riverfront Park. You talk about money that's being delayed for Music Hall. So it's just, and the other thing is, we don't yet know from Messer, who was the low bid on the construction of the tracks, if they'll honor their previous bid. So what today is $18 million, and look, what I'm offering right now are a set of facts. The manager said we won't know yet if they've honored that until later. So what's currently $18 million could end up being more than that. So
okay, if you kill the project, how much, you're still going to be out, what, $24, $25 million?
It depends whether or not you want to count the federal funds or not. If you count the federal funds, you're in the neighborhood of, you know, giving back or having spent $70 million. If you don't count the federal funds, you're closer to half of that. But, you know, what this needs is a viable budget and a viable plan to go forward. If it doesn't have those things, I think the sort of old adage of, if you're in a ditch, stop digging. So the pieces today are frankly not in place, and I'll be fascinated to see how this vote goes, because I think there are a lot of people, myself included, who understand the value of robust mass public transportation, but who are just saying, you know, when is enough enough? So Councilmember Seelbach, Councilmember Young, Councilmember Thomas. I think they especially feel very torn about where we are in the process right now.
But nobody's for this now, right? With the added cost,
it's not dead, but it's certainly in the doctor's office, if not the emergency room.
But PG Sittenfeld,
Trace, bust out the defibrillators on the streetcar, right?
Yeah.
But you know what, PG? The fact of the matter is, it is a good idea. There's no question about it.
Question.
You can't
argue
with the fact that mass transit really does do something for a downtown area. A, it's not gone far enough. That's just a healthy walk. That's not really taking you any place you can't get to. And and another thing is the money's not there, so let's let it go. Yeah, it's exactly what you said. You're in a ditch. Quit digging.
I really appreciate you saying that. I mean, if Santa Claus came down the chimney,
absolutely. Somebody tosses $25 million in your lap, build the damn thing.
Do it. It's a proven economic development strategy. It both moves people, but it also drives economic development along the line itself. But it is strictly a matter of what do we have the money to do. And right now, again, this is a simple matter of look at the budget, look at the balance sheet. We do not have the money. So how far are we willing to push this when we don't? That's the question. And for me, I tend to be more cautious when it comes to spending dollars. So I'm not someone who is willing to write the manager a blank check.
We've had getting back to the whole chief thing. We've had a white chief and now a black chief. What about an Asian chief? I mean, I never see any Asian policemen downtown. Why is that? Racist?
You're Cincinnati, Ohio.
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be the answer. I do think it's important that
that
our safety forces sort of mirror the population as a whole. So, Trace, all I can do is tell you my vote is for the best person for the job. Yeah. So I don't care if they're black, white, purple, yellow, you name it. If they can lead our police force better than anyone else, then sign them up.
PG Sittenfeld, is there any time frame on this thing? I know that the chief said he'd stick around for 30 days or so. But is that decision going to be made in that time?
Yes and no. It's not going to. The chief is going to be around through, I believe the date is June 22nd. Obviously, Paul Humphreys is going to be leaving the department as interim chief after that. And, I think when you're talking about, this person is going to be leading a 1,000-person police force, the responsibility of safety for a city with a population of 300,000, with a daytime population of 1.5 million. This is a big job. It's something you don't take lightly. So I would guess probably summer, even late summer, is when, there'll have been time to do the vetting, a nationwide search, and, maybe by late summer we'll be introducing the next police chief of the city of Cincinnati.
Yeah, you ought to make him. Chief
Tracy Jones.
No, you ought to make him take the test. I want to know what he'd score on.
Tracy, you ever have any lingering guilt and think it's people like you that if you'd just been a little bit nicer, maybe the chief would have said, yeah, mom and dad are in Detroit, but heck, I love Cincinnati so much, I just can't bear
it. We're a stepping stone.
Instead, he's thinking, there are these people that are just a pain in the butt, like Tracy. Detroit sounds not so bad.
One's like P.G. Sittenfeld. He's using this as a stepping stone to whatever. Senate. House.
au contraire. I'm just trying to serve the citizens of Cincinnati.
Well, then get off the phone with us and get busy.
It is my great pleasure to get off the phone with you. I'll
see
catch
you,
up.
Thank you, P.G. Sittenfeld.
Cocky, isn't he?
Really, a cocky little
way. Slow it down, you goofball.
We got traffic and weather together. Bruce, what's going on, Mike?
Accident westbound on the lateral between Paddock and 75, jamming you up back towards Montgomery Road now. Burn it north of East University. Got a wreck just about done. Vine near the VA. William Howard Taft at East McMillan. Slow 75 north, 74 to Paddock. 75 southbound, off and on Lachlan to Mitchell. And northbound 71 now Ridge to Pfeiffer on the brakes. I'm Bruce Davis with traffic, sponsored by Watson's. For all the fun, 700 WLW.
Fox 19 Storm Tracker weather for tonight, clear, mild, 59. For tomorrow, sun early, partly cloudy in the afternoon. Maybe some showers or storms by early evening, the high of 85. It is 76 now, 700 WLW. Trace, we've been talking about the police chief leaving the great city of Cincinnati. And I got a note from Chris in Kettering talking about Cincinnati's biggest problem. You're talking about the streetcar not happening.
Yeah.
You're talking about the city's going to collapse because the chief is leaving.
Right.
Eddie, Cincinnati's biggest problem is the ushers at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati letting people go up and down the stairs during the whole game. They need to make people wait till between innings to leave their seats or to return to them. Went to the Reds game on Sunday and thought I was the only one there to see the game. too many people getting up to get dipping dots.
Oh, boy. That's a tough call. That's a slippery slope right there. People going up and down. I don't think it's the usher's job to tell people to stay in their seat. This is a free country.
Well, I can't even look it up.
You got to go to the bathroom. You want something to
eat. Some of those old dudes aren't going to have much of a chance anyway, but it is kind of annoying, granted.
It's really annoying. I that's why I don't sit in the stands. I mean, it's a little difficult.
You're sitting up there in the
pilot houses.
Free buffet. You got your own John.
Right. That's some good seats. Pilot house, diamond seats, or up in the booth with Marty.
But is there a, you know what, I've never, is that just protocol? Is that just common manners that you just don't go up and down the aisle during the game? Or is it the unwritten rule of baseball, stay in your damn seat until the third out?
I think you got to wait till the inning's over. I think she has a legitimate point. You can wait. You can hold off. Innings are 10 minutes long, people. You can hold off.
But what if I'm hungry?
Wait 10 minutes.
What if I really have to do a number one? What if my kid, you and Sloaney, hating on kids yesterday? What if my little, poor little, precious 11-year-old boy has to pee?
Just let it rip, and you'll get people, the smell and stuff will drive people out. You'll move up, get better seat.
Perfect. Back with Eddie and Tracy.
Did you get a Chapman bobblehead? Did you get one?
I didn't get one. Did Pauly, did you get one?
I got
one. Was Pauly holding on me?
Yeah.
When are they going to get one of you?
Bastard. You know, they should hand those out in the fourth inning. I see a lot of people come to the game, pick it up, and leave, Ed. Ain't right. Right?
You know, I saw that, too, last Saturday.
Don't they just come pick up the bobblehead?
One guy had like 10. One guy couldn't hardly walk with them all.
Yeah.
What do you think? You know, it's a cool thing to have, but honestly, do you really think that, wouldn't you think 25 years from now you're going to be able to sell that thing for $100,000 or something?
Well, let me ask you. Someone put that on eBay, because a lot of people do with Chapman. How much did that go for?
I have no idea.
You know what, Segment?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's a cool promotion.
It can't be that
much. It should go for $125.
It can't be that much now. I mean.
Yeah, everyone's got
I don't know. I mean, I just, you know.
Who doesn't have a bobblehead? Besides the two of us, Ed.
Back in the day.
I got one.
I know you do. I saw it.
News Radio 700 WLW Reds.
What's Marty's new bobblehead? He hasn't had one in a long time.
All right. We're halfway through May, and he hasn't gotten a bobblehead yet.
He has three by this time.
Who's that, Marty?
Marty. Remember when they're giving Marty bobbleheads?
I heard the cowboy and Jim Kelch are kind of antsy.
Yeah, they'd have replacement parts. You take it apart and then put Kelch in. Then you take it apart and put the cowboy.
That's a good one. They're next to him.
Put Sean Casey in there. Put Kent Merker in there.
Don't forget him.
Yeah, George Grand.
Yeah.
El Grande could probably
find. What about Creepy?
When is George Grand?
So 28. That's what Randy says, that they're right now on eBay. They're going for $28 for a Chapman bobblehead.
News Radio 700 WLW Reds update. Homer Bailey and Ricky Nolasco tonight as the Reds kick off a 3-game set up against the Marlins in South Beach. And coverage begins at 6:05 with the Royal Shell Vacations Inside Pitch and the Tri-State Chevy Dealers Extra Inning Show after the game. First day off of the season for Jay Bruce. Not in the lineup tonight, so here it is. Chu, Cozart, Votto, Phillips, Paul and left, Frazier, Big Lutz and right, Hannigan and Bailey. Right-hander Johnny Cueto makes his second rehab start tonight for the Dayton Dragons. News Radio 700 WLW Bengals update. Bengals have signed guard Tanner Hawkinson out of Kansas, their fifth-round selection from the NFL draft. So the Bengals now have 6 of the 10 draft picks under contract.
What about Chuck Muncy dying? He's only 60 years old. He's a hell of a back. Man.
Saints and Vikings. Yeah.
Chargers. Yeah.
Did he play for the Saints, too?
Yeah, he played for the
Saints.
Maybe at the end there.
Yeah. Right?
The Vikes. Good runner.
He's one with glasses, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he have glasses?
Yeah.
Did you read what he died of? I didn't see. I mean, is it football related? One of those, you know, you hear people.
Man, those football players don't live long. Heart attack. 60 years old. Oh, poor guy.
Ticket packs for the Bengals 2013 home season will go on sale starting this Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m. Both 2- and 4-game packs are available. For the first time, packs can be secured for as low as $40 per ticket per game. Check out all the details in the different packs at 700WLW.com.
Okay, most touchdowns, 76 through 84. Walter Payton, 91. Pete Johnson, 82. John Riggins, 77. Chuck Muncy, 74. Earl Campbell, 73. Some great backs there.
Amen to that. College now basketball, top prospect Wiggins out of Huntington, West Virginia, will play his college basketball for the Kansas Jayhawks. Wiggins made that an official announcement today, taking the Hawks over Kentucky, Florida State, and North Carolina. The prep star, who they say he's the greatest since LeBron James out of high school. 23 points, 11 boards per game, going to go to Kansas. And golf, world number one, Tiger Woods.
How many
points
per game?
Huh?
23. Out of high school?
Oh. 23 and 11. Like you and Hawthorne Hotties?
25.5.
Notice you don't throw up the assists because...
No, assists are overrated.
Over there.
There's no reason to
just
pass
hog the ball right over there, hog.
Hey, at least I'm not a cherry picker like Bill Cunningham.
Didn't they call you H. Jones?
Yeah, but I wasn't a cherry picker.
Did they call you T.H. Jones back then?
So Willie didn't play any D? Is that it? He'd just hang out down the... He'd kind of jog up to the half-court line and then go running back to his basket?
Yeah, I know that. Four against five.
Your teammates called you oink.
Oh, my teammates hated me. Those guys, get out of my way.
Give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
I can't do it all by myself.
Coast to coast. Coast to coast Jones, they called him.
I swear to God, we lost a game 80-40, and three guys went to a Division I. I had 30, and we lost by 40.
Is that insane?
You forgot to play defense, right?
No, defense is overrated.
Tiger Woods is going to play in the upcoming Memorial 700 WLW.
Hey, if you're a vet and you're looking for work, we have a job fair we're going to talk about coming up next, but now we got traffic and weather together. What's going on, Bubba?
An accident on the Combshale Bridge, eastbound 275, and you are slow all the way back into 471 now, southbound 471 from right around Grand Avenue. Not a good spot to be. Not exactly sure what's going on. Can't see it on the camera because of the bridge in the way, but we'll get you through that as best we can. And looking at an accident at Burnett near East University, Eden Avenue near Martin Luther King, the westbound lateral accident near Paddock just about to go away. 75 north slow from 74 to GE and southbound 71 Taft to downtown. I'm Bruce Davis with traffic, sponsored by Watson's for all the fun. 700 WLW.
Fox 19 Storm Tracker weather for tonight: clear, mild, 59, sun early, partly cloudy, clouding up through the day tomorrow. Actually, we'll start out sunny, then by evening time could see some showers and storms. But a lot warmer, 85 the high tomorrow. It's 76 now, 700 WLW. Trace, coming up, very important topic. We're going to be talking to a fella served in the U.S. Army, in this case, for 15 years and currently unemployed. Big problem out there trying to get these guys some jobs.
That shouldn't happen. I mean, here's Absolutely. A guy in special service, 15 years he served our country, and you can't get him a job somewhere? You know what? Let's get this guy on and get him a job. Certainly deserves it.
We're going to be talking to him. We just
I bet he's a pretty sharp guy.
Minute before traffic and weather, but coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to be talking about this new study, and it's a big fat duh, but it is kind of smacks you between the eyes. Texting and driving is now the leading cause of teen deaths. Texting and driving.
You didn't have to say it twice.
Ahead of alcohol and driving. Kids doing this is a problem, man. How are you going to stop them?
You're not going to. Well, I mean, it's real simple. No texting while you drive. Hands-free, wireless. I mean, that's what we're going to. I mean, a lot of states have it. You can't be calling on the phone. You can't be talking on the phone while driving. You don't have it in right? You can't be texting in Northern Kentucky, right, or even in Ohio and be driving. I mean, they just hands-free, Ed. It's real simple.
We're talking about that and also the fact that, if you haven't heard, this is a new Fed thing.
This is scary.
It's going to mandate across the country. The alcohol limit for drunk driving will drop from 0.08 to 0.05.
So if I go to B-dubs, I couldn't have two beers. I'm not sure. I mean, 0.5, 0.05. I don't know if I can have one beer.
That's what I was saying. I was talking to my wife about it today, and she was reading that story, and she's like, I was like, that literally is stopping after work and having a beer. And you could be in trouble.
You know, I'm just going to say this. I don't know if it's true, but I don't think you could even have beer battered shrimp or fish. That would take over the top, wouldn't it, Ed?
We're going to have to. We need a doc on that. Think Bruce, what do you got, buddy?
We got an accident eastbound, 275 on the Combshale Bridge. Right now, all the lanes are blocked. 275 slow from 3 Mile Road, southbound 471 from right around Memorial Parkway. No word on when they're going to move anything. So none of those folks are going anywhere. Into the downtown, southbound 71 from Taft, 75 from Ezra Charles. Northbound 71, Dana to Pfeiffer, 75 north of Worst of It's between between 74 and GE, and you get an accident burnout near East University and Eden south of Martin Luther King. I'm Bruce Davis with traffic, sponsored by Watson's. For all the fun, 700 WLW.
Fox 19 Storm Tracker weather for tonight. Clear, mild, 59 for tomorrow. Sun early, partly cloudy in the afternoon. Clouds for late in the day with a chance of showers or storms developing towards evening time. The high of 85. It is 77 now, 700 WLW. Getting vets jobs. Big problem. Needs to get done. Mark, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Great talking to you guys today.
Mark, it's Mark Rittinger?
Yes.
And Mark, tell us your story real quickly here. You were in Special Forces for 15 years, was it?
Yes, I was. Yes. I retired in October of 92. I had the option to stay in, but I had been in a helicopter crash. And although I recovered, the Army felt that the injuries to my knees and feet would prohibit physical fitness in a few years. It never did, but they wanted to reclassify me. I opted for the retirement instead. I've always believed that regardless of your duty position, it takes a lot of sacrifice. But I wanted to be in the field. I was confident of my technical and tactical abilities. I knew I was one of the best, and that's where I wanted to be. I didn't want to ride a desk for another 20 years. So,
well, Mark, first of all, thank you for your service, of course. But let me ask you, so you've been unemployed this whole time?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Since January of this year.
Okay. What are you looking to do?
I would like to get back into operational management in transportation or logistics.
And how do these recruit military people, does the job fair help?
It does help. I've been to two within the last month. I'm getting ready to go to one Thursday at Paul Brown Stadium.
That's what we wanted to talk to you about. What can you tell us about it? Because I'm having a hard time digging up information on it, and that should be readily available.
I went to one in Florence and another one in Dayton. I got an offer from each. I'm looking for a daytime position because I've got three boys, and I don't want to be gone in evenings. They're so busy and so forth. But the one Thursday at Paul Brown, if you look at the companies that are being represented there, it's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And you can't beat getting out of the house, meeting people face-to-face, shaking their hand, and talking to them. Networking is, if you're looking for a job, networking is the best way to start.
Yeah, we're talking GE, Syncom, Coca-Cola, Western Southern, just some of the names I'm throwing out there. Kroger, Weston, U.S. Bank, Pace International, Home Depot, and just a ton more.
Oh, it's going to be huge. Compared to the other two I've been to recently, this one it's going to be huge.
Mark, is this a big problem among vets, people looking, you guys looking for jobs?
I think it is. I think we were ill-prepared with Iraqi freedom and with the Afghanistan conflict. I don't think we were prepared for the number of troops that it was going to involve, especially those coming back with injuries. And if a lot of guys that are coming back are combat-related specialties, and trying to adapt without proper training to the civilian world, that's a problem.
Yeah. How bad are your injuries? You said you got injured.
They're not. I coach 8 and 9 year old football. I played basketball, softball, golf. I get some stiffness and soreness after I exercise hard, you know, working up a mm-hmm. sweat. But no, I do things slower because I'm older. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's a state of mind. My injuries are. I was disappointed with the Army's decision to reclassify me. Losing the beret, going off jump status, that I didn't want to do that.
Well, go out there and get after it, Mark. I've just looked up, I Googled this for vets who are interested in doing this. It's the Cincinnati Veteran Job Fair. It's at Paul Brown Stadium on Thursday, 11 to 3.
Yes.
And if you jump on this website, you can pre-register. That'd probably be a good idea, I'd guess.
Oh, yeah, I registered. Registration started last month.
Mark, can I ask you, do you have any college?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a bachelor's in industrial engineering.
Man. So it seems strange that you can't get a job. Why do you think that is?
A lot of it, we're recovering. The economy is recovering. But I think the economy is, I think we're so close to bursting to if you look at all the economic indicators, we're gaining jobs every month, not as many as some people would like. I think Congress being so inactive and trying to pass a jobs bill act doesn't help. And I don't want to make this a political ad, but you can't talk about wanting to add jobs but never doing anything about it.
Bingo. Well, Mark, as Trace and I have both said, and we can't reiterate it enough, if anybody deserves jobs, it's you fellas that have served this country.
Mark, how would someone get a hold of you? Do you have an email address?
Yes, I do. It's rpttn2004@aol.com.
One more time.
I'm also on LinkedIn and several other, like logistics, jobs.com, several career builder. My resume is posted in several locations.
And that is Mark Ridinger. That is R-I-D-I-N-G-E-R, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right, Mark, go get him. And again, we'll repeat it for you. Mark, thanks so much. It is
You're
Thursday,
welcome.
Paul Brown Stadium, the Cincinnati Veteran Job Fair. That would be Paul Brown Stadium, 11 to 3, Thursday.
I can't believe this guy's looking for a job, Ed. Doesn't seem fair, does it? 15 years.
I totally agree with that.
Very sad.
We got news coming up, 700 WLW.